Wouldn't you like to know where the stock market will be a year from now? What about which horse will win the Kentucky Derby? Or how about which numbers will be drawn in the next mega lottery? Sorry I can't help you, but I'm sure you will find plenty of others who profess they can. Here at Tomorrow's World, we discuss a fair share of news and prophecy. We know, based on predictions from the book known as the Bible, where our world is headed and what will be the outcome. We can't tell you exactly when certain events will take place, but we can tell you that certain events will take place, leading up to the return of a strong hand stepping in to save mankind from himself. At the beginning of each year, we give you trends and specifics of things to look forward to in the coming year. But today, I'm going to tell you what will not happen in 2019. Now, that might sound easy enough, but these things will happen, just not in 2019. I'll also tell you how to receive our most requested resource, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. It gives you specific signs to watch for, and it can be yours absolutely free of charge. All you have to do is call our toll-free number or go to our website that will be given during this telecast. These predictions I'll give you today are sure. So if you want to know what, according to the Bible, not to expect in 2019, stay tuned. Welcome to Tomorrow's World, where I'm giving you three predictions that you can be sure won't happen in 2019. Many professing Christians believe in the return of Jesus Christ, and so do we here at Tomorrow's World. Perhaps you've been told that Jesus can return at any time, maybe even tonight. Not so. We can say without any hesitation that prediction number one is that Jesus Christ will not return in 2019. How can we be so sure? Again, let me assure you that we here at Tomorrow's World fully believe that Christ will return, and we believe that he will return soon. So why not in 2019? Let's consider the fact that the Bible predicts Jesus' second coming, and then I'll discuss why we know that it won't be in 2019, 2020, or even 2021 or 22. The return of Jesus Christ is found in both the Old and New Testaments of the Bible and was predicted by Jesus himself. For example, in the parable of the nobleman, we find the nobleman a reference to Christ going into a far country and returning. The meaning is evident. Jesus would leave and come back. So what is the purpose for the parable? Here it is in Luke, the 19th chapter, beginning in verse 11. Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. They understood that Jesus' message was the kingdom of God, a world-ruling government on this earth. The parable was not given to contradict this, but to simply show that the timing of it was not then. It would come in the future, but first he had to go away and come back. Here it is in the next verse. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus said this to his disciples in John the 14th chapter and verse 28. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared off and on over a period of 40 days. Notice it in Acts, the first chapter, beginning verse 3. to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Then what happened? His disciples understood that he would set up an everlasting kingdom here on earth, and they inquired as to when that would be. His response was that it was not for them to know the time. Their job was to preach the gospel in all the world as witnesses. Then as they stood on the Mount of Olives, he went up into a cloud and disappeared. We then read in verse 10, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.'" This event of Jesus returning to the Mount of Olives was forecast in the Old Testament book of Zechariah. While not mentioning him by name, it is well understood by virtually all Bible scholars, Jews and Christians alike, that this chapter is messianic, meaning it is about the Messiah. "And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth." So if the Bible predicts the return of Christ, how do we know that he will not return in 2019? This is important because a number of very famous evangelists tell people that he could come tonight. This is simply not biblical. I'll explain why this cannot be in a moment, but first let me tell you about the most requested resource that we offer, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This booklet, written by the late Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, documents from the Bible 14 signs to look for prior to Christ's return. You'll be amazed at how many you can see right before your very eyes. We're instructed that when we see these things happening, the day of God's intervention is near, even at the door. 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return is a must-read and is yours free for the asking. So pick up the phone and order your copy today. And when I come back, I'll show you from the Scriptures why Jesus will not return in 2019.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Before the break, I told you I would show you why Jesus will not return in 2019. There are many passages of Scripture that prove this, but I'll give you just a few. Jesus' disciples asked him, "What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" That's found in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 3. Some vainly attribute everything in this chapter to the terrible events of 70 A.D., when the Roman armies besieged and conquered the city of Jerusalem. But this misses the question we just read in verse 3. What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Did the end of man's misrule happen in 70 A.D.? Did Jesus return shortly thereafter? Of course not. The signs given in the following verses pertain to a time long after 70 A.D., they pertain to our time, as can be seen from numerous prophecies and signs occurring even now. But notice this very specific sign mentioned in verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. The abomination of desolation is specific, and we are instructed to look to an ancient prophecy given by the prophet Daniel. Daniel predicted in chapter 11 and verse 31 of the book bearing his name an event to take place some 350 years in the future. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. This took place with amazing accuracy. The Jewish historian Josephus tells us that the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes prohibited the daily sacrifices in the temple at Jerusalem for a period of 3 years and 6 months. He went on to say that Antiochus compelled the Jews to dissolve the laws of their country and to keep their infants uncircumcised and to sacrifice swine's flesh upon the altar. It was another 200 years before Jesus warned us of something similar that must take place still in the future. Daniel also speaks of the end time, as we have shown many times before on this program. The prophecies of Daniel 12 are clearly for the end time, the time of Christ's return. Notice the opening verses of this chapter. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Daniel wanted to know when these things would take place, and because he didn't understand, he asked, "My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" Here's the answer in verses 11 and 13. "And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest or die, and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." Luke has a parallel account for the Olivet prophecy in Matthew 24. In it, he connects another event to go along with the desecration of a holy site. "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near." Armies did surround Jerusalem in 70 AD, and they did desolate the city and the temple. But Daniel is clearly speaking of a time in the future when Christ will return and the resurrection will take place. This sign of the end time, abomination of desolation, and the 3 years and 7 months that must follow has not yet occurred. This is just one reason why, prediction number one, Jesus Christ will not return in 2019, nor in 20, 21, or 22. So now, let us move on to another prediction. Prediction number two, there will be no rapture in 2019. The rapture is a very popular doctrine proclaimed by many evangelicals and popularized in Tim LaHaye's Left Behind book series. But as explained on previous Tomorrow's World programs, the Bible does not teach this doctrine. Adherents to this doctrine claim it's found in the fourth chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians. So let's read it carefully to see what it says. Beginning in verse 13, the Apostle Paul is giving comfort to the church at Thessalonica concerning loved ones who died in the faith. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." Note that Paul describes those who died not up in heaven, but sleeping, totally unconscious. Then he gives some big picture encouragement. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." We quickly see that the subject is not some kind of rapture to escape the tribulation, but encouragement for friends and relatives who experienced the death of a loved one. Paul then points out that these will be the very first to be resurrected at Christ's coming. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now the dead need no protection from the tribulation. They're totally unconscious in their graves. But what about the next verse? Doesn't it say that we will be raptured? Verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Well, I guess I missed it. But rapturists are quick to point out that the Greek expression for caught up is harpazo, from which we get the English word rapture. But what does this word mean? The New King James Version, which I read, gives a good translation. It means caught up. Clearly, this is talking about a resurrection when the dead in Christ are first raised from the dead. Then those who are alive at Christ's return are resurrected. Note that there is no mention of escaping anything. And the last verse in this chapter makes the subject obvious. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Paul doesn't focus on escape, but on comforting those who lost loved ones in the faith. Notice the timing of this resurrection from the dead. When does Paul say this will take place? For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The book of Revelation describes seven trumpets blown at the end of the age. And what happens at the sounding of the last trumpet? Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great." It should be noted that in the progression of the book of Revelation, that the tribulation and martyrdom of God's servants has already taken place. This seventh trumpet occurs at the time of Christ's return and the resurrection of his servants. No rapture here. Therefore, no rapture will happen in 2019 or any other year. The rapture is not a biblical doctrine. So the first two predictions of what will not happen are, number one, Jesus Christ will not return in 2019. And number two, there will be no rapture in 2019. I'll give you a third prediction in a moment, but I want to remind you of today's free offer. 14 signs announcing Christ's return. The signs given in this booklet come from the pages of the Bible, and as you will see, are already happening or are being prepared to happen even as I speak. They're ominous signs, and they will affect you. One of them is wars, violence, and lawlessness. Former Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev proclaimed as recently as December 2016, "It all looks as if the world is preparing for war." And what kind of war do you think the next big one is going to be? Do we not see violence and lawlessness increasing around us? 14 signs announcing Christ's return also gives a very specific sign, such as a great false religious leader arising. You need this resource, so call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Before the break, I said I would give you another prophecy that will not happen in 2019. So here's our next prediction. Number three, real peace will come, but not in 2019. Mankind yearns for peace. Whole institutions have been created to bring it about. The League of Nations was created to end wars. In the wake of its failure as a result of World War II, the United Nations was formed, and it too fails to bring peace. Former United States President Richard Nixon described the problem in his book, Real Peace. Those who make peace at the typing table rather than at the negotiating table have the luxury of being peacemakers without having to grapple with the complex problems in the rough and tumble world of real international diplomacy. To them, the only obstacle to peace is the regrettable lack of leaders who are as selfless and idealistic as they claim to be and who are willing to put aside parochial national interests in the interest of bringing peace to the world. They hope that this era will be the one in which self-interest, the force that has driven history since the dawn of history, will simply evaporate. He rightfully understood that the problem is basically theological and requires a change in human nature. But Mr. Nixon was not optimistic. In the long term, we can hope that religion will change the nature of man and reduce conflict. But history is not encouraging in this respect. The bloodiest wars in history have been religious wars. Men praying to the same God killed each other by the thousands in America's Civil War and by the millions in World War I and World War II. Unless men change, a real peace must be built on the assumption that the most we can do is to learn to live with our differences rather than dying over them. Sadly, Mr. Nixon is correct. Too often religion has been the problem rather than the solution. We come to the same conclusion no matter where we turn. Science and technology can take us to the moon, but at the end stand as the Frankenstein monster that can destroy all life from this planet. Governments are run by kings, presidents, parties, committees, congresses, and parliaments, but none has brought us lasting peace. And when man forms God in his own image, even religion is an enemy to peace. In 1959, the former Soviet Union donated to the United Nations a bronze statue of a man holding a hammer in one hand and a sword in the other, into which he shaped a plowshare. This work of art, called Let Us Beat Swords into Plowshares, symbolizes man's desire for an end to war. The inspiration for this sculpture is the Bible. We read in Micah, the 4th chapter, and verse 3, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Here at Tomorrow's World, we preach that message of peace. We proclaim that peace will come in the future, and it will be more than an absence of war. But, my dear friends, this will not come about in 2019. And I'll show you why in our last segment. While we see many of the signs Jesus gave us to watch, a number of events must still take place prior to his return. 14 signs announcing Christ's return will show you what to look for. Some of these signs are taking place even as I speak. Others are yet to be fulfilled, but this resource will help you know what others don't know. Don't be caught off guard. 14 signs announcing Christ's return will show you what to expect in the years just ahead of us. So be sure to order your copy right away.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
How can we be so sure that peace will not come in 2019? I know that this would seem to be obvious, except for the fact that the Bible does predict peace will come, and very possibly in your lifetime. It's evident that the only way to peace is the result of a strong hand from somewhere bringing it about. That strong hand is none other than the returning Jesus Christ. And as we have already seen in this program, He will not return in the next year or two. A number of conflicts must first take place. And the Bible shows that these conflicts will escalate to a frightening degree. In Revelation, the 9th chapter, it speaks of a conflict between the European beast power and a 200 million man army from the east. It's difficult to imagine such a thing, but this will be an all-out, no-holds-barred conflict that will kill one-third of mankind. You can read of it in Revelation, the 9th chapter, and verses 16 and 18. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. Jesus warns us that it will get so bad that the annihilation of all flesh could be the result. Noted in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and verses 21 and 22. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. The Bible is not a fictitious New York Times best-selling novel. It states plainly what is ahead, and it's not pretty. But the good news is that the one that mankind has generally rejected will return to earth to save us from ourselves. That's when peace will become reality, but not until then. That is the message of tomorrow's world. There is a better world coming, but it won't be in 2019. Be sure to order your own copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. It's absolutely free of charge. And be sure to come back again next week when Richard Ames, Wallace Smith, guest presenter Rod McNair, and I will bring you more news of tomorrow's world. Until then, may the peace and truth of Almighty God and Jesus Christ be with you.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.